Okay. Next is the school calendar modifications.
Mm-hmm. Right. So you have before you three different requests, and I'm going to just say that for Chesapeake Public Charter School in St. Mary's County and also for the Seed School, we are recommending that you approve the waiver request. For the Baltimore City Public Schools request, we had some late information that indicated that there may be some wiggle room for them to use a day during spring break, so I'm changing my recommendation for the board to recommend that they use one day at spring break. Unless there's some contractual issues that they can show us, we've not been able to find them. So that's my recommendation, which changes the earlier recommendation for that. So you may want to vote separately on that.
Yes, and I may have missed it. We got the Seed information later, so the board has not had time to review that. So
it's in the folder.
It's in today's folder.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm always hesitant to ask you to vote on something, even if it's pro forma.
Yeah, I think the thing that we have concerns about is that our next meeting is after when some of these dates would occur when they have to use it for school. So, unfortunately, we had to give them to you late, and I apologize for that, but just like we're facing this next couple of days, there's some uneasy weather situations going forward, and schools are having a difficult time trying to figure this out.
I mean, they're asking to be open on April 2nd.
Right.
And
so
April 2nd is just 2 weeks from now.
Right. So I don't think we can postpone that.
Okay. If no one has an objection. So what we're dealing with is the Chesapeake Charter as written, the Baltimore City superintendent's recommendation amended related to the spring break.
To go that day instead of being excused that day.
And then the small change in the Seed schools calendar. I don't mind taking these all at once, one motion, unless anyone wants to break them up. Okay, so does anyone
move approval?
Move approval of all three. Is there a second? Second from Ms. Izzard, motion by Dr. Finn. Okay, any discussion? All in favor?
I do want to say something about Baltimore.
Please.
My concern when we received the letter before the recommendation, it's most of the districts, when they ask for waivers, most of them chose, like, President's Day and so forth. It was the only system that asked, made a request of taking away a day, not to have that 180 days. So moving forward, if they could look at their calendar and maybe, I don't know if that's possible, but make sure that they have snow days a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's an excellent suggestion. Okay. And we intended, in our response from the state board, we'll include that they must add more days to their calendar so that they do not put ourselves and them in a position where we were this year.
I just want to agree with that. I support locals having control of their school systems, but they have to take responsibility for making the difficult decisions that allow them to operate within the bounds of the law. In this case, over the last 4 years, Baltimore City schools have been closed for weather or other incidents an average of 5.5 days per year. If they built a calendar this year that only has 3 inclement weather days in it, it's not hard to expect that you're probably going to exceed those. My particular county used to have a week-long spring break, too, and I wish we could still have a week-long spring break. But we had to cast some difficult votes to take that away because of the requirements of the calendar. Baltimore City's third inclement weather day this year was on January 17th. Maybe they could expect that they were not going to have any more for the rest of the year, but that's not likely from January 17th. So they could have asked to open schools on President's Day. They've had 2.5 professional days since then. They could have converted one of those professional days. There are many things that could have been done to resolve this, and I just say that not only for this incident, but moving forward, waiving the 180-day requirement should be the absolute last resort, and I think it's the responsibility of the local school systems to find a way to structure your calendar so that you're not coming to this board to ask for that unless we are really in extreme circumstances. So that's just my point of view, and I put that out there. You know, for as long as I'm on the board, that's kind of how I approach these questions.
I agree with that, every word. I don't know what else we can do, though, at this point, because we're up against the clock on this particular
request.
But at
least it doesn't take a day away. It adds a day back, so.
Okay. And I will say I appreciate that staff in developing the recommendation is just trying to stay within the bounds of what all the law requires. Unfortunately, this comes to us so late that we're put in a position where we feel like we don't have a choice. And I don't think local systems should put the state board in that position, not when there are other alternatives that they can use to solve the problem before it comes here.
It is probably, I'm happy you said this publicly, because it is worth our forecasting that for districts in the future, that probably this board in the future is going to be more skeptical of these late kind of requests, that if planning on the front end could keep us from needing to do this on the back end, that would be very helpful for the board.
And we'll try to reflect those sentiments in the response we send back.
Appreciate it. Okay, there's a motion second. All in favor of accepting all three, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Very good. Thank you.